no part of your responsibility was seeing the overseeing the kit when they were there. Now I understand you employed a couple of employed or got a couple of ex players that you used to use that looked after all that side.
I probably had the two best kit men in the world, not in Gloucester, not in the country, in the world. Wilf Nichols and Mike Potter. What lovely guys they are. I mean, they. If I filled up a barrel full of concrete and told them to wheel it to the moon, they set off. They probably wouldn't get there, but they'd have a go. They were so enthusiastic. They made, on away games, they made my job very easy. Because I could just deal with any kit. They put their boots outside the rooms, the guys would, Wilf and Pop would collect them and clean them for them. They were lovely guys. They would do anything. And they're still the same now, aren't they? I know Potts is in a, it's like a managed home, but information tells me he's doing okay. No, Potts and Wilf were super. A real part of Gloucester.
So why did that start? I mean, we're working really successfully.
Well, basically, when Richard went, and then Philip became coach, Philip wanted to do everything different.
Oh, nice.
So I was busy as hell with JHF construction anyway. Drunk. I didn't know whether I was laying bricks or picking sides. So at the end of the day, the committee decided they didn't want me as team secretary anymore, and I moved on. Philippe took over, and that was really the end of my involvement at the club, committee wise, playing wise, and whatever. So I think I did 30 years down here, so I think that's enough for anyone.
Since you were involved, well, I know you were involved at every level, from playing, constructing the
place,
managing it, and all that. Yeah.
I've left a bit of a mark here somewhere,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Was there anything outside rugby that interests you? I know you're very keen on sport generally. Anything else that you're involved in the sporting field?
Well,
other than rugby?
Well, I think rugby really takes up your whole life when we were playing like we were, you know, I mean... I love my family. I've got a great family, and I mean, as you probably know, Rob and I were the 12th father and son to play for England. And to have your son to play for England is absolutely fantastic. I remember getting up in the morning and watching him play at Eden Park against New Zealand, one of his caps, and he actually went out to South Africa and watched him play out there. But having that. Was a really good thing within the family, that having your son get a cap as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. Great honour.
Just touch on, I don't want to go into any great depth. The game has changed obviously radically from the game you explained that you played, and we're now in the professional era. And we're going through the doldrums a little bit at the moment at Gloucester. How do you see what changes do you think are needed to get it back to the success that we experienced in the days that you were playing?
How long have we got?
Not long.
Well, you say we're in the doldrums. I think at the moment we're certainly really bumping along the bottom, to be quite honest. I think there need to be some quite big change at the Kings. One thing that does annoy me, we get these good players into the club. We've had Mostat, the South African, and now the scrum halves, we don't seem to be able to keep our players. And having watched the European rugby over the weekend, and there were some cracking games to be fair, and then watching Gloucester, I just think we're a long way off it at the moment. Whether that's a coaching thing, whether it's a money thing, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But at the moment, as a playing side, I think we're well below par. And I mean, you know, we got no big forwards carrying the ball. We're not aggressive enough. We got a super set of backs for the first time. To say that the backs are better than the forwards of Gloucester is quite an unusual thing to say. But if we continue to play as we play with the players we've got, and we don't strengthen it, it's great that Morgan's coming in, the Welsh hooker's coming. I think that's going to help. But Ron and I sit up in the stand and we just look at each other. We think, you know, we just make so many mistakes. And from my department, the thing that I cannot get my head around, I'm not sure who coaches the line-out, but our line-out this season has been abysmal. I mean, it's shocking. I mean, we're losing seven or eight line-outs each game. You can't do that. You just can't do it. So I think we need some fresh ideas, because this is a great club. I mean, even when we were getting stuffed by Saracens the other day, they're still shouting and cheering them on, and our supporters are fantastic, and I think they deserve more. But I don't think we're going in the right direction at the moment, and I think something needs to be done.
That's covered the ground very well.
Okay.
Have you collected memorabilia from your career?
Well, I've got some shirts here, haven't I? A lot of when they built this and took the old one down, quite a few of our old international and county shirts seem to go missing. But I noticed now in one of the bars here, I've got quite a nice little selection of my shirts and whatever. So I've got that. I've got Bob's England shirt at home. I've got my England cap at home, my England shirt. But I'm not a great collector of anything, really. I mean, if you'd ask my wife that question, she'd have drawers full of bits and pieces. But I've got the things that are really important to me. Like a couple of my first shirt, my England cap. I have got rid of my maroon county blazers because we had nowhere to put them. But
I was thinking it might be quite nice if you could take a photo of your England cap, say, or prominent things like that in your career, and we could put it up on the website with the interview.
Yeah, well, I could do that. I could take one of my, because it's in my office. I could take a cap photograph with the cap and there's my first shirt. Yeah.
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 That'd be good.
Yeah, because one thing was quite nice being a police. One thing the police did do for me, that when I retired, they did me a lovely oak cabinet with my shirt in it, so I could put that with my cap, which would be really nice.
Yeah.
Fine. Is there anything you'd like to cover, John?
No. All I want to see is Gloucester become successful again,
right,
where we always have been and where we should be. We just need to get a little bit more fight in the side and start winning some games, because Not for us, extra, but for our loyal supporters. They deserve more. We need to start winning. We need to start improve how we're playing.
I think we all sign up to that. Fine. Well, thank you very much, Sean. Very grateful for your time.
Lovely. I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much.